Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. How seawater can power the world. This is the headline for an op-ed piece that appeared in the New York Times on July 11th, authored by Stuart C. Prager, professor of astrophysical sciences at Princeton University and director of the Princeton Plasma Physics Laboratory, a Department of Energy national laboratory. It is a provocative piece with enormous implication for our future energy requirements. It directly relates to the ocean as an unexpected source of supply and survival. I quote it here in full. Professor Prager writes, quote, "Debate about Americans' energy policy is heating up. Gas prices are rising, ethanol is under attack, and nuclear power continues to struggle in the shadow of the Fukushima disaster in Japan. But an abundant, safe, and clean energy source, once thought to be the stuff of science fiction, is closer than many realize. Nuclear fusion. Making it a reality, however, will take significant investment from the government at a time when spending on scientific research is under threat. Harnessing nuclear fusion, the energy that powers the sun and the stars, has been a goal of physicists worldwide since the 1950s. It is essentially inexhaustible, and it can be created using hydrogen isotopes, chemical cousins of hydrogen, like deuterium, that can be readily extracted from seawater. Fusion energy is created by fusing two atomic nuclei, in the process converting mass to energy, which appears as heat. The heat, as in conventional nuclear fission reactors, turns water into steam, which drives turbines to generate electricity, or is used to produce fuels for transportation or other uses. Fusion energy generates zero greenhouse gases. It offers no chance of a catastrophic accident. It can be available to all nations, relying only on the Earth's oceans. When commercialized, it will transform the world's energy supply. There's a catch. The development of fusion energy is one of the most difficult science and engineering challenges ever undertaken. Among other challenges, it requires production and confinement of a hot gas, a plasma, with a temperature around 100 million degrees Celsius. But potential solutions to these daunting technical challenges are emerging. In one approach, known as magnetic fusion, hot plasma is confined by powerful magnets. A second approach uses large, intense lasers to bombard a frozen pellet of fusion fuel, deuterium or tritium nuclei, to heat the pellet and cause fusion to occur in a billionth of a second. Whereas magnetic fusion holds a hot plasma indefinitely, like a sun, the second approach resembles an internal combustion engine, with multiple mini-explosions about 5 per second. Once a poorly understood area of research, plasma physics has become highly developed. Scientists not only produce 100 million degree plasmas routinely, but they control and manipulate such small suns with remarkable finesse. Since 1970, the power produced by magnetic fusion in the lab has grown from 1/10 of a watt produced for a fraction of a second to 16 million watts produced for 1 second, a billion-fold increase in fusion energy. Seven partners, the European Union, Canada, India, Japan, Russia, South Korea, and the United States, have teamed up on an experiment to produce 500 million watts of fusion power for 500 seconds and longer by 2020, demonstrating key scientific and engineering aspects of fusion at the scale of a reactor. However, even though the United States is a contributor to this experiment, known as ITER, it has yet to commit to the full program needed to develop a domestic fusion reactor to produce electricity for the American power grid. Meanwhile, other nations are moving forward to implement fusion as a key ingredient of their energy security. Indeed, fusion research facilities, more modern than anything in the United States, are either under construction or operating in China, Germany, Japan, and South Korea. The will and enthusiasm of governments in Asia to fill their energy needs with fusion as soon as possible is nearly palpable. What has been lacking in the United States is the political and economic will. We need serious public investment to develop materials that can withstand the harsh fusion environment, sustain hot plasma indefinitely, and integrate all these features in an experimental facility to produce continuous fusion power. This won't be cheap. A rough estimate is that it would take $30 billion and 20 years to go from the current state of research to the first working fusion reactor. But put in perspective, that sum is equal to about a week of domestic energy consumption, or about 2% of the annual energy expenditure of $1.5 trillion. Fusion has the potential to help with all the emerging challenges of this still new century: energy independence, national economic competitiveness, environmental responsibility, and reduction of conflict over natural resources. It is a litmus test for the willingness of our nation to tackle the tough challenges that will shape our future. Scientists and engineers stand ready to help." Unquote. This is demanding stuff. But think about the ocean from a visionary perspective, as a source of fuel for fusion-generated energy, as a source of energy for desalinated water for an overconsumed, dried-out land, and as a source of precious drinking water on which our children's children may depend. How is it possible that we not have the imagination, energy, or will to pursue such an opportunity? We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.